the world outside could never see. The hurt behind the smile, and I knew in my mind I was walking blind, trying desperately to find a way.
Welcome to Light, true stories about real people. L-I-G-H-T means living in God's hands today. But what happens when we place our life, or that of someone we love, in God's care and the events don't come out as well as we plan? Understanding God's purpose isn't always easy. Witness today's true story called Debbie, Part 1.
Paul Marino.
Hello, Paul?
Yes.
How are you? This is Debbie Howard.
Well, how are you? Debbie, how are you? I can't believe you're calling me.
It's been a long time.
I'll say. So what's new in your life?
Well, I guess right now you are.
Me? Wait. How many years has this been? 8?
My father reminded me. Since high school.
That's right. You know, I saw your father playing tennis the other day, and I asked how you were doing.
Yeah, he told me that.
Oh, he did.
So I was wondering how you were doing.
Oh, well, the studio's clicking right along. Pardon the pun. There's a chance I'll be going to China to photograph a new chemical plant being constructed. And, well, we're very busy with several slideshows right now. And we supply most of the big ad agencies in town, you know. And we're expanding into some new fields, too.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Well, gee, Deb, I lost track of you. Are you still acting?
Oh, yes. Acting and waiting tables.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, waiting tables is more profitable. Paul.
Yeah?
Can I see you tonight?
Tonight? I have a ton of work tonight. How about Saturday?
But that's 4 days from now.
That's 4 days? What, after 8 years? Hey, boy, back then, we were so in love, huh? Or we thought we were, anyway. But what, do you think you can just walk back into my life now after 8 years, just like that?
Yes, just like that. Let's catch up on each other. I can't wait to see you again.
I'll tell you what. Let's meet for a drink Saturday night at...
Come in.
Reverend Colton?
Yes, and you are...
Paul Marino, and this is Debbie Howard.
Hi.
We talked to you last week.
Of course, I remember. Now, please sit down. As I tried to explain on the phone, we usually don't allow weddings to take place in the church unless the people are from the church family, you see.
Well, we've been looking to join a church, and we like you. The sermon you gave last Sunday on love, it just seemed as if you were talking specifically to our situation.
Well, that's very nice, but we have more requests for the use of the church because it's such a beautiful setting on the lake.
Debbie was my high school sweetheart.
Paul.
High school.
Yeah. And Debbie's father is the vice principal of the private school just the other side of the lake.
Well, I'm sure you'll have a very happy life together.
My folks live out this way, and we've always admired your lovely church whenever we drive by.
Even though we both live in the city, we'd love to come out here to church.
Well, the vestry, that's our governing layman, they're really the last word on the use of the church. What dates were you planning for your wedding?
What God has joined together, let not man put asunder. And so I now pronounce you man and wife.
See you at the reception.
Just goes to show you what one phone call can do, hmm?
What phone call?
Yours. To me at the studio after 8 years.
Oh, that phone call.
Call of a lifetime. I know God wants us together.
Oh, Paul, I love you. I just couldn't be happier. And Reverend Colton, what a wonderful man he is.
Great guy.
Yeah.
The ceremony was so moving. Did you notice your sister's crying?
I know. Paul, after the honeymoon, let's go back, even if it is a long drive from the city. I get such a sense of peace from this church.
Absolutely. I feel the same way. Rector Colton's sermons really feed us spiritually, don't they? He's such a gentle man. I get such a sense of joy from hearing his sermons. Deb? Deb? Where are you?
In here. In the baby's room.
Huh? What's the matter?
I don't know. I just put Catherine down. She's asleep.
Debbie, what's wrong? Are you having labor pains?
Oh, Paul. What? I think you better call the doctor. Huh? It's not my back. I don't think it's labor. Oh!
Oh, boy. Hello. Is this Dr. Allegra's service?
Oh.
Right. This is Paul Marino. Debbie, my wife, is his patient. This is an emergency. Look, my wife is in great pain. Please contact him immediately. Can you do that? Yes, it's 555-3236. Yes, thank you. She's going to get him, Deb. Can you lie down, please? Deb?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Something's really wrong, Paul. Hmm? I don't want to lose this baby. Oh, God. Hmm? I think I'm going to faint. I got to get to the doctor.
No, let me help you. No, that's it. You better? Is that better? All right, put this pillow under your head, Deb. Hello, is this...
Yeah, this is Dr. Allegra.
Oh, good. Listen, thanks for calling me back so quickly. Debbie's in a lot of pain in the abdominal area, I guess, and she's nearly unconscious.
All right. Now, can you get her to the hospital in a taxi? I'll meet you there.
Okay, right. Oh, God. Look, Deb, she's on the floor. I don't think she can get up. We can't make it. She's really down.
All right. Okay, then. I don't want her trying to walk or you carrying her. You call 911.
911.
They won't take her to All Souls. That's
okay.
Too long a trip.
All right.
So you'll probably go to the city hospital.
Okay.
Now, I can consult with their OB-GYN people, but I'm not on staff there, so somebody else will have to see her.
Okay.
Now, in the meanwhile, cover her with a blanket and don't move her.
Okay. God, help me. Got to call 911. Got to call Joanne. Joanne, this is Paul. Debbie's passed out. Something's wrong. Can you come up right away and stay with Catherine? Got to call 911 and go to the emergency. Huh? Oh, thanks. Yeah, Catherine's asleep. Okay. Thanks.
Coming through. Probable gunshot wound.
All right, let's go. Let's get the stretcher down. 1, 2, 3. Here we go.
God, nurse, where's the doctor for my wife? She's in terrible pain.
Please, I'll have to ask you to wait outside.
No, I'm not leaving her side. She's my wife.
Look. Okay, listen. Now, Mr. Marino, we can't get a fetal heart.
What?
We may have to do an emergency C-section.
What's that?
This is dangerous.
Dangerous?
For the baby and for this woman. We don't know what's wrong.
You don't know what's wrong?
No, we're going to break her water and induce labor.
Oh, right.
Meanwhile,
yeah?
You've got to fill out some papers in case we have to give her blood or do an operation. And then you can come back to her side.
No, I don't want to leave. Now, where is Dr. Allegra?
You must give them your insurance card and sign in, and then you can come back. I promise.
All right. Deb, I'll be right back. I love you, sweetie. Please, God, don't take Debbie away. Please. I love her so much, and I need her. Please, God, don't take her away.
This is the point in life that we sometimes fear most, the point of trusting God to let Him fulfill His great plan for our lives. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this. God is alive in this story, and through Jesus, He can be alive in you. Say this simple prayer. Jesus, come into my heart.
Paul?
Paul?
Wake up. Are you all right?
Oh, Dr. Allegra.
Yeah.
What time is it?
Well, let's see.
We lost the baby. Oh. A little baby's dead. We nearly lost Debbie, too. What happened?
Well, I got here as soon as I could, but they've already taken her up to delivery. Debbie's out of danger now, but she lost a lot of blood.
I never saw so much blood. Thank you, God, for sparing Debbie. Thank you. Our baby, my little son, held him in my arms for a little while. Beautiful little face he had. He was dead. We were going to name him Anthony.
Well, I'm sorry, Paul. I'm sorry this had to happen to you and to Debbie.
Why did this happen?
Well, I don't know. When Debbie's fully recovered, I want to run some tests. Listen, Paul, I'm really upset about how this whole thing was handled. Now, you know, we'll get to the bottom of this.
Doctor, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's all right, Paul. I'll see you both real soon.
Coffee's good this morning. Are you sure you don't want some?
No, thanks.
You still have the headache?
Mm. I just don't believe the hospital's explanation. It can't be just emotional. I'm not the type.
I know. I think Dr. Allegra's got the answer. It's a transfusion reaction, a virus you picked up that'll go away in time. Of course, the hospital still insists that all their blood is pre-tested and couldn't possibly be contaminated. But I don't know.
Meanwhile, Paul, I want to follow Dr. Allegra's suggestion and have that little growth in the uterus removed. He thinks that's why I lost the baby. I'll have to go back to the hospital for a few days.
Wait. No. Back in the hospital? God, can't we wait? You just got out.
I want to try for another baby. I want Catherine to have a sibling. Being a full-time wife and mother is the job I love best of all. You know, Dr. Allegra says I'm fully recovered now.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what, Paul? Time's up.
Time's up?
Mm-hmm. Huh? It's a year today since the operation.
Oh.
So now...
We can try for another baby. Are you sure you're ready?
Absolutely.
It has been a long time.
And we haven't been what you'd call sexually active.
Well, that's
but,
putting it mildly.
Hey, doctor's orders.
Are you sure you feel strong enough?
Well, I felt stronger, but hey, I can chase Catherine around all day, and
that's
I really
true.
Want Catherine to have a little brother or sister.
Okay, then. Deb, our luck's got to change, right? I mean, lately we've had the misfortunes of Job. I don't know. You know, maybe God is testing us. Losing the baby, father dying at 57. Poor Jane. She was just 26 years old.
Your brother's still grieving for her.
Yeah.
I can't believe she could have a heart attack at 26. God.
Yeah, honey, we've had enough of dying and death, more than enough. Let's concentrate on life, our life, and a new one, okay?
I'm concentrating right now. You know, we may need to move out of our little apartment.
I've been thinking about that too, Deb. Now, there's some house listings out near the church that I think...
Walk in his light. He listens when you pray. Living in God's hands today.
This story isn't over. This is only part one. Listen for part two on the next Light Show. Meanwhile, I'd like to leave you with this question. Is your faith strong enough to accept God's plan for your life? In Romans chapter 8, the 18th verse, Paul tells us, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us."